I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Just know, as the songwriter says, life does get better. As long as you have God in your heart, in your mind, and He is the head of your life, things will get better. I just want to thank each and every last one of you this morning for joining in with us, ADM, at our executive meeting as we break the bread of life, the daily bread of life, the daily manna, what God gives you, provides for you on a daily basis, and the living water He provides us. He loves us so much that He provided us the living water where we would never thirst again. And I just thank you all. I thank you, our new listeners in Nigeria, South Africa. We'll never forget about you. We'll never forget about you either, Canada. Everybody that has been a part of us, everybody that continues to grow with us, the growth is spiritually. It also helps us to grow in the natural as well. I sit and say to you all, just understand that God is doing a new thing, and I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over. And how do I know that? Because the wisdom and knowledge that He's pouring out in this season, the things that I'm seeing to prosper right before my eyes, the people that He's placed to be living examples, I see it. It's not something that somebody's telling me. I see it. So that lets me know that God is in the mix. That lets me know that God is moving. Remember, I keep talking about this locomotive, this train that keeps moving. Yes, God is moving. God is moving, and I'm asking, I'm telling, I'm decreeing and declaring that you will get on board. You will not be left behind. You will not stay in the same place. You will not be in a place where you are derailed again. You will get on. You will get in your proper position, aligned with the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to lead you. You don't have to be the driver. That's what we learned on Sunday. You can call 911. You don't have to be the driver. All you need to do is be in the car. All you need to be in the car. Whether you sitting by, you got a window view. Whether you the passenger. Whether you in the back seat. Wherever you're at, just know that God will get you there. And you will receive the blessing that He has already predestined. You will receive the promises that He promised you already, and all you have to know is yes and amen. So we say again, we thank you for coming on. And before I bring Minister Chiquita on, I just want everybody to know, and wherever you're at, if I was able to unmute the lines, I would stay on the count of three to tell our Apostle Temple and our First Lady Spencer happy anniversary. Yes, that we love you. Thank you. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for the pouring that you continue to pour into us. Even when you are at the place of depletion, you know to set yourself aside to allow God to pour back into you. And we thank you. We thank you for the things that you do for people, just everybody. I told Miss Spencer some years ago, I said, you know, you are mother of nations. And I don't know how she took it at that point in time, but I will tell you all, they both are mother and fathers of nations, just because what they do on a daily basis, just how they pour into people from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life, and they do it with love. And this is the thing, with excellency. So I just want to sit and say, we love you. Happy anniversary. We pray. We know in the name of Jesus that there will be many, many more years to come. I saw on Facebook these this man and lady, 73 years old, and I mean, they was just, and they was getting down and everything, and it just blessed my heart how couples still are able to put a movement and put, you know, just to enjoy life. It does not matter how old you are. So I just want to sit and say again, we love you. We thank you. God continuously to bless you. And I just praising God that he is just doing so many wonderful things in your life. And the beauty is that you're always in a place to share what God is doing for you. So everybody all over this land, all over wherever you're at, just in, you know, where you're at right now, just go through the motions and say, happy anniversary. Minister Takeda, go ahead on and bring us in with prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. And once again, I would like to thank and say happy anniversary to the First Lady and Apostle Temple Spencer. We love you guys so much. You guys have done so much for the church alone, not even within my life, but I would like to thank you guys for bringing me into the awakening and showing me what the true men and women of Christ are. And we thank God for coming in. We thank you, Saints, for coming in and sitting in with us at our executive meeting this morning. So we thank you, God, for doing the things that you're doing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things that you're bringing us into, God. We thank you for the things you're bringing us out of, God, because we know those are not the things of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for putting a covering over us, God, that's kept us covered, oh God, for us this far, oh God, and the things that we do, God, that got us to this point, God, some of those things, God, we must remove, oh God, to make us anew, oh God, for you, oh God. So, God, we thank you for this newness, God, that you bring to us on a daily basis, God, a newness to get it right, God, a newness to do the right thing, God, a newness to say the right thing, a newness to walk upright, God, with you, oh God, and stay in the gap, God, for someone, God, that needs to know that you are a true living God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing right now, God. We thank you, God, for the manifestations, God. We thank you, God, for the blessings that you're bringing forth, God. We thank you for the joy, God, that you are instilling in people's heart, God. We thank you for the love that you're doing right now, God. We thank you for the shackles that you're breaking, God. We thank you for the things that we do not fathom yet to see, God, but you have not let us to see yet because we're not ready for it, God. So may we continue to prepare ourselves, God, so we can come into the true manifestation of the things that you have for us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, God. And furthermore, God, we love you, God, like I have never done before, God. I love you, God, like I've never seen your face the way I've seen it today, God. I thank you, God, for showing me, oh God. It's an appreciation, God. I thank you for allowing me to come into you, oh God, and come into your presence, oh God. I love you, God, for the things you're doing in my life, God, the things you're doing in the people around me, God. I love you, God. I thank you, God, for the things you're doing for the saints, oh God, for them listening to us right now, God, to get a piece of you, oh God. I thank you, God, for all the things, God, that you are manifesting, God, that is coming forth, oh God, throughout the world, God, the changes that you are doing, God. We thank you, God. We scream your names from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God. It's your name, amen, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, I praise you, God. Like never before, God, it's the things that you're doing to me, God, that I never seen before, God, that I couldn't fathom, oh God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen, God. Jesus Christ, oh God, Jehovah, how will God take you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just give God a great big hallelujah this morning, because guess what? This is the day that he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And guess what? It's nothing that you and I can do about it. That's how much he loves us. He is in control of everything. He is the one that woke us up this morning. He is the one that gave us a new mercy. He is the one that started us on our day. He is the one that says that I am going to pick you up and start to give you another chance. Another chance to what, Father? To love me, to adore me, to exalt me, to just praise my holy name, because it is I created you so I can get the glory. So just give God all his glory, exalt him, and give him all your praise, because he is worthy. Do not give God anything half. Do not give him a quarter. Do not give him, just give him all of you. Because guess what? He gives us all of him. So we have to give back. We have to sow. We reap what we sow. You reaping, giving him everything, surrendering all, he is going to give you the same thing. So I say again to you, good morning. And as we continue on this morning, on to still talking about trust, we're just going to continue this week. Well, we're not going to put a limit on it. We're never going to put God on in a box. We never know how far God wants us to go into something. When, remember, it is his daily manna. We are to receive what he has for us on a day-to-day basis. But the scripture that I chose this morning was Amos 3:3. It says, and this relates, this correlates into the trust situation. It says, can, and everybody's Bible may read it differently, but it's Amos 3:3. It says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? I'm going to ask that again. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Let me say this. To walk with God, we must agree with God. This means agreeing with his word, with his heart, with his spirit, with his character. How do we do this? How do we get into a place of that? Well, I want to just bring back some of the notes that I have taken and what was so profound to me. And see, when you are taking notes or when you are engaged, that's why it is so good for you to get into a Bible teaching church or a church that's going to continually teach you, not take breaks in doing this and breaks in doing that. Because one thing about God, he's going to flow. His word is going to flow. The Holy Spirit is going to flow. You may have learned something or been taught something 2 to 3 years ago, and it may manifest in the topic that God has for you right then and there, because it may be your timing. So I just want to put my little nuggets in, because I know that Apostle Temple is going to come in and just bless our socks off, even though he should be the blessing today, but that's who he is. So, like I said, to walk with God, we must agree with him, meaning God, and that means agreeing with his word, his character, his heart, his spirit, and we do this because we were taught 2 days ago that we must enter into a courtship. I love that word, courtship, because in the natural, that's what we do when we get into relationships. Well, that would be the proper thing to do. That would be the proper thing to do in order for you to get to know that person that you are, that may be a potential husband for you, a potential whatever. It could even be a business partner. You should be into a place, even on a business tip, you should be into a place where you're having business luncheons, business dinners, business meetings, whether they're now over Zoom, whether you're going into a restaurant, whatever. You should not just jump into something. And we have to enter into a courtship with him. And while we are entering into that courtship, we are developing and establishing an intimate relationship. We learned that trust is to establish and to develop. We learned that. And once we learn to trust, then we go back into some things that we were learned, what we were taught some time ago. There were 5 components in entering into an intimate relationship with God. See, in order for you to walk together with anyone and agreeing, and we're talking about God here, we're talking about God. You have to be into a place where you connect with him. There has to be a connection there. And then the second thing is you have to get to know him. You have to of God. And then you have to be able to feel him, feel his presence. You have to know that God is there. He is there with you. And then the fourth thing is we become comfortable. You're comfortable. You're already in the presence of God. You're feeling God. You're in a place where you can't nothing and nobody disturb, disrupt your peace. You are in a place where you're so comfortable, you looking at people with that dead eye, that crazy eye, letting them, you better get up out of my space because you and nobody else are going to be able to upshovel me up to uproot me in this place that I'm in right now, in the green meadows that I am laying in right now. And then lastly, we get into a place that we realize that we are safe in him. He is our security blanket. We are able to lay in the green pastures. I don't care if it's over there in Nigeria where y'all may have wild animals, South Africa, wherever. You are in a place, whether it's in a desert, wherever, that you are in a place where you are have a security with God. You have a security. So once you can establish and develop these different things, then when someone sit and ask you or come and ask you, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction, you're able to explain to them, yes. Because also we realized too is we learned that trust is earned. So when you're in this courtship situation, you're earning somebody's trust. We also know that trust is proving yourself to God, and that's a lifestyle. That's not a hit and miss. That's not a here today and gone tomorrow. That's a situation where that's something that you have over you all the time. That's something that you are thinking about. That's something that you're honoring. That's something that you realize that on a daily basis, there's not a second that go by that I do not have to prove myself to God. And then we learn, too, that in this relationship that God has to prove himself to you. But one thing we do know about God, that his word never comes back void. See, there may be some hit or misses because you're not in the proper alignment with God. Uh-oh. Let me say that again. There may be some hit or misses. It's not that God will not prove himself to us, because he has. He created the earth. He's Elohim. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. You know, he has already proven himself to us. And I don't think that, and he continuously do it. He continuously proves himself to me on a day-to-day basis. It may be the most smallest thing, but I know that God is showing me I'm here with you. I have your back. Go ahead, step out on faith. Go ahead and start making preparations. Go ahead and do this. Go ahead and do that. Start speaking things as if they were, because you are in a place of an alignment. You are in my will. So I don't have any problems with allowing you to soar. I don't have any problems for allowing you to lock hands with me. Hallelujah. Lock hands with me and continue to walk with me. Continue to allow you to get to know me, to continue for you to commune with me, continue to talk with me, to sing with me, to laugh with me. God has a funny characteristic at times. God is very funny sometimes. You can sit and see some things and you just start laughing. You'd be like, it's nobody but God. And this is what he's asking us on today with Amos 3:3. Is it something that you can do? Is it something that you can do? And in order for it to happen, it takes us back to trust. But then we also learned about trust is just because you trust someone does not mean that you won't be hurt, that you won't be disappointed, that you won't be betrayed. Remember yesterday it was spoke about how Judas betrayed Jesus. And Jesus made him the treasurer over the money, but he still betrayed Jesus. He still betrayed Jesus. Even when this situation, when Jesus was betrayed, Jesus didn't go all crazy. Jesus didn't whatever. Jesus, when the man's ear got cut off, he picked the ear up and put it back on. But he already knew what was going on. The thing is that what we need to know, that we need to keep in our mind these different things that happen. But that should not hinder you. That should not hinder your relationship with God. Because the question is, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Of course you can agree with God. You can agree on his direction because he loved us so much. When Jesus left, he left us a comforter. He left us a guide. He left us a guide that we can trust. He left us a guide that we can depend on. He left us a guide that if we are committed, he will be committed to us. One thing I learned about the different things that I have been taught is that God will never leave us nor forsake us. We leave him. Amen. And forsake him. And I just want to go ahead on and bring in our very own apostle. And I just needed to get those nuggets out. And apostle, again, you're live now. Happy anniversary to you and First Lady. And I'm going to sit back. Amen. And put my seatbelt on.
God bless everyone.
Over
God
to you, apostle.
You all. Yes, God bless everyone. Praise God. You all can hear me. Can you hear me, evangelist?
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless everyone, and I just for you all, I'm going to get ready to jump right in real quick with some different things. Amen. God bless you all. First of all, I just want to take a minute and just say God bless you to my wife on this day, anniversary. Happy anniversary. Amen. And I just thank God for her. Amen. And I just bless God for her as well. You know, we just thank God for who he is, and we thank God for what God is doing in our life. Amen. I'm telling you all, that those that is out there finna get married, and those that is out there looking for a partner, understand this, look for a partner. Amen. Because at the end of the day, attraction is something that that individual could keep up. Amen. That's something the individual could keep up, you know, regardless of what make you attractive to an individual. They could maintain that, or they could keep that up, you know, regardless if it's the look, if it's the shape, if it's self-esteem. That's something they could keep up. Amen. But one thing that I know, that a partner is somebody that it has to be in that individual, because not everyone that is in relationship is ready to take on or to ride with responsibilities or have a partnership in that relationship. They want one individual will carry one area, the other individual carry another area. But when you have two that walk together, and like Evangelist was saying earlier about a power of agreement. Now, agreement is not only we are just agreeing with a direction we want to go. We also dealing with, because you could agree with the direction, but you don't have to agree with how you're going to get there. I'm going to say that again. You could agree with a direction, but that doesn't mean you agree with how you're going to get there. What are you going to use, amen, to get to your destination? Even though you agree on the destination, my God, by words and by mentally, but that doesn't mean you could agree. So one might want to walk, the other one might want to ride a horse. One might want to drive, then the other one might want to do something else. Amen? So you could agree with certain things, but that doesn't mean you could agree on other things. And I want to share this with you all as well, and I want to jump into some things real quick, because I want to open your eyes up and to see a different area. And I hope after I get off this line to this morning here at Eastern Standard Time, that it's going to bless you. And they're going to be able to bless you, and you begin to take an examination of your life and where you are. I just pray that it will do so, and I pray that it will be a blessing to you. Amen. And we just thank God for you. I want you to understand this. This is I want you to look at this. Okay, but God give you opportunities. Many of you have a season where God will bless you with opportunities. Opportunities will come into your life. Not only opportunities, but also you'll have a season to where blessings will come into your life. Amen? And a lot of people get so excited about these different things. I'm very nonchalant. And I'm going to tell you why I'm nonchalant in just a few minutes. Amen. Because, you know, you get opportunities, and it's almost like the body of Christ, that's what they're waiting on. They're driving for the opportunities. They're driving day by day. When I can get this next blessing, when this next blessing coming my way. And it's almost like that's the church language now. The church language is when you're going to get your next blessing, you got to keep going, get your next miracle, you got to keep going. You know, that's really like an insult to God. I'm going to be honest with you all, and I'm going to share with you why. Amen. But I want to open your eyes to something, because God give you opportunities. Opportunities doesn't mean he trusts you. I just had a pause just for a second for somebody to get hit with that. Amen. Because many people think because a blessing comes around, God trusts me. Opportunities comes around, God trusts me. Things happen, my God, that comes around, God favors me. That doesn't mean none of that. Amen. Because God give you opportunities, that doesn't mean he trusts you. You know, first of all, let me take a sidestep for a minute, because the power of trust, it doesn't come from one individual. The power of trust has to come from both individuals. Amen. Both individuals have to trust each other to the same level and to the same degree. Amen. If not, that trust going to be compromised at some point down in the relationship. It's going to be compromised. So both individuals have to walk into equal, and they have to walk into the same amount of trust. How many of you all that you get with someone and they say they trust you, but you trust them more? Amen. They don't trust you, and you get offended. You have a problem. Like, wait a minute. I trust you with this, but you can't trust me with the same thing. Amen. Now the relationship becomes what? The relationship becomes compromised. Because watch this. Watch this. Because if two of you cannot come to the same level of the playing field, somebody going to have a problem. And now the relationship going to become what? Off balance. Amen. The relationship going to become off balance. That's why so many people having a problem right now, because of the what they've been taught and what somebody don't told them, and God don't trust them to that level of degree that you say you trust, because you have not proved yourself to be trustworthy on that level. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I'm the only one making my toe twitch, amen? You have not proven yourself on that level. See, and this is where relationship be compromised. This is where a lot of saints, a lot of people begin to fall out, and I don't know about it. This ain't where they get disappointed. They get going to the thing because they don't understand the relationship has to be proven. It's not something given that many people don't told you. God going to do it. No, what the Bible declares, that God says, I gave my only begotten son, for whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Amen. That's what the Bible declares. So many people thinking that, oh, God just going to be this. God just going to give me favor. Oh, yes, favor is mine. Favor is mine. I just got favor. Oh, girl, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. And God just doing all these things. And now you get comfortable. And now your butt get comfortable. Then things begin to go left. Now here comes this term that the church love to use. Baby, it's the devil. Baby, it's the devil. I've never seen so many people. The world don't talk about the devil more than the church does. I will pause and let that sink into somebody's spiritual mind. The world don't even talk about the devil, my God, then the saint does. How in the world we trying to win the body of Christ, and we trying to walk in the body of Christ, and where we claim that all this power that God has, and we mention more about the tax of the devil than the blessings of God? Somebody don't trust God like that, that he will fight your battle. Let me just preach in my little shana now on this anniversary day. Somebody doesn't trust God like you say you do. I said it earlier, amen. You might be in agreement on the words that you say, but the
evidences that you are showing you don't trust God, because there's no way that you trust God, and here it is, the devil doing it. The devil. How in the world I trust God and I say the devil is getting the victory on my finances? He's getting the victory over my life. Oh, the devil is hacking. The devil came in this relationship. No, my God Almighty. My God, black into our Black History Month. My God, in February. No, Negro, it don't work that way, because at the end of the day, God is not a God that you could contradict his every movement. If he's a blesser, he's a blesser. If he is a healer, he's a healer. Nothing can come in to compromise that unless your relationship on your end wasn't to the truth that you say it was. Uh-oh, my God Almighty. So your relationship is starting to be compromised. Why? Because something is bringing some friction. Amen. Are you one of the ones that you trust God because you don't have nobody else to trust? Everybody don't turn their back on you. Amen. And nobody cannot give you some finances and help you pay some bill and help you to take care. And now you got to depend and trust God. But now when all these stimulus checks begin to come in and all, and you're getting some unemployment money coming in, you used to trust God for a job, but now you don't want to trust God for a job. Why? Because God, I got my money, I getting this here, everything is getting all this here. See, this is the part to where it brings a separation. When the season comes, I need you, God, and God don't show up like he need to show up in your life. Because why? How are you treating when the rain is coming in? How are you treating God when the blessings is flowing in? How you treat? Are you still living day by day like it's your last, but you're living a day like you don't arrive? Y'all better help me here this morning. I know it's heavy loaded. Amen. So now, because God give you the opportunity, that doesn't mean, sister, that doesn't mean, brother, he trusts you. The opportunity is just giving you a chance to prove that you are trustworthy to stay in that opportunity, because the sure God can give you the opportunity, just the sure the opportunity could push you right back out the door and say, no, you're not trustworthy, you're not ready, you got too much things going on, you can't come up on this area here. So many people compromises the relationship and the blessings of God because of them. It's not because of no devil, it's because of you. I just had to pause right there and let you just sink that in. My God Almighty. So let's go to another one. Amen. Let's go to this other area here. Because at the end of the day, many people feel as though because I'm blessed, because I got a blessing, because something came my way, at the end of the day, many people feel as though, you know what, Pastor? You know, I know God trusts me. Amen. He trusts me. Amen. One thing about one of the signs that you know that God trusts you, you don't get blessed and got the word about a blessing the next day. You get blessed and stay blessed. Oh, Jesus, I hope I didn't lose my Nigeria peoples. Amen. You get blessed and you stay blessed. Amen. What do you mean, Pastor? I don't have no financial issues. Amen. Because why? When things look like it's getting rocky, somehow God show up. Amen. Because why? He trusts me to maintain my livelihood. He trusts me that I can maintain. He trusts me that he can elevate me. He trusts me to the point that I can take my son higher in his livelihood. He trusts me to the point that we can maintain this livelihood. And I don't have to worry about he getting big-headed. I don't have to worry about he getting prideful. I don't have to worry about he leaving me. I don't have to worry about him backsliding, slipping and dipping and doing a thing. See, some of you, God can trust you at this point. You know why? Because your weakness is overtaking the relationship. Oh, Jesus, let me help you again. Your weakness is overtaking the relationship. Y'all about to hear me. Some of you drink more than you're drinking the word of God. Some of you, my God Almighty, you smoke more than you speaking the word of God out of the same tongue, out of the same breath. So now you think God going to trust you to go exceedingly abundantly past where you at right now, and where your relationship is half of it with your addiction and half of it with God, and you want God to trust you 100% and give you 100%, and where you just giving 45% and 30% of the relationship? The relationship strengthened and be compromised. Y'all better hear me this morning. Your relationship is going to be what? Compromised. Well, Pastor, well, I'm so blessed. Well, first of all, God give you the opportunity for you to get it right. It's not an opportunity. And it's because, my God Almighty, it's because you've been crying out and he answered. That's what a father does. Now, let's get into these spiritual mothers and fathers and all this stuff here. A spiritual mother and father, they have the capacity to be there for you. Not only spiritually, but they have a capacity to be there for you natural. God says, the Bible declares that I'm a father to the fatherless. I'm a mother to the motherless. So in other words, God says, I have the capacity, amen, to develop you. I have the capacity, not only spiritually, but naturally, to pay some bills. I have the capacity. I'm wealthy enough to bring you into opportunities. But if you mess up on your own, you mess up on your own. How many of you don't gave your children so many opportunities and you gave them chances, amen, and you let them know, now listen, I'm do this for you, but if you mess it up, you just mess it up. You're going to have to deal with the consequences that comes with it. How, you know, it's like we set standards and structure for our own siblings, but we don't think God don't have no standards in structure. I hope I don't mess up the religion saint's head up right then and there. And we, my God, we feel as though God don't have no standard. Every time we look at, oh, God got blessing, oh, God just healing. No, baby, if that was the case, none of us or in the body of Christ would not never have no need if it was that easy. I just had a pause right there, amen? So the capacity of these peoples that is in your life, many of you, my spiritual father hurt me. Well, did he sign up or did only you signed up for the spiritual father, spiritual daughter, or the spiritual son? Did he sign up or who signed up in this relationship to build that level of trust and build that level of relationship? So many people are getting hurt by individuals that is in the gospel that they never signed up to play that role in your life. You signed them up. So now you sign these individuals up in your life. You trying to hold them to a level of accountability that they never signed up to be in your life in the first place. Now they don't hurt you, crush you. Now the end of the world, I just can't do this no more. I just can't do it. I put all my trust in it. I put all my, you notice what you said. You put all your trust. That doesn't mean they put in all they trust, because if both of you or everybody is not on the same level, guess what? The relationship will be compromised. Y'all hear me this morning. The relationship will be compromised. Y'all about to hear me this morning, amen? And because of these terms and because individuals don't understand the correct definition and the correct understanding about some things and key players and different individuals that plays into their life, they have a problem, amen? And we begin to have a problem with people, and we begin to point our fingers at people this and people that and people that, and it's because of our lack of ability of understanding in different things. It's not the people, because we share it with you on the other day, amen, because you trust somebody, that doesn't mean they won't hurt you. You trust somebody, that doesn't mean they don't have the capability to disappoint you. You trust somebody, that doesn't mean that they don't have the capability to stab you in your back. Judas stabbed Jesus in the back, and he made him over different things. Y'all about to hear me, amen? That doesn't mean that they doesn't have the comfort, my God, the ability to do anything wrong to you. You got to understand, trust is, that's what it is. Trust is, I bring you to my table, my God, and I will eat with you. Amen. Trust, I bring you into certain areas in my life, expose certain areas, and I don't have to worry about you or try to think about you going to steal from me. Jesus didn't have to worry about Judas stealing from him. Y'all about to hear me. My God Almighty. So he put him on the finances. He wasn't worrying about Judas stealing from him. Amen. You got to understand this. He, my God, what Judas did, Judas betrayed him for something that he had a weakness far. Uh-oh, you're back to the weakness, Pastor. Absolutely, because the relationship will be compromised when individual got their weakness that they ain't delivered trying to get God to a certain place. Judah compromised over money. Judah had a problem stealing valuables, stealing finances, stealing different things, and he got compromised over 12 pieces of silver to do what? To betray. So he came back to his weakness, amen, that he probably had an issue with, but because when he was covered up under the blood, when you walk from up under that covering, saints of God, you are in trouble. Amen. Don't you allow anybody to have your relationship with God be compromised. I tell you what, my God Almighty, if you got to take a step back and re-quote God, baby, re-quote him. Amen. Quote him. All that kind of good stuff. Amen. Do what you want to do. Where my single ladies at? Amen. I'm telling you, it's good that if you're saved and single, go through a season. Amen. Let me tell you about me before I met my wife. Amen. Before I met my wife, amen, I was in a place to where I was quoting God, amen. And me and God, though, I was quoting him so good, we had a relationship going on. Yeah, I was a single brother, amen. Trust me, now, I ain't no ugly-looking brother anyways, amen. I was a single brother, came all the way up here to Georgia. I heard all these rumors, you better be careful, Pat. Man, you better be careful, you better be careful. No, I wasn't prophesizing, no, I wasn't preaching, no, I wasn't doing none of that stuff. Why? Because in our culture, in our relationship, I told God some things, amen. We set some understanding between each other. I told God some things that if you want this from me, because he came to me, he said, I want this from you. I need you to do this and do that. So I had to pump the brakes in our courtship. I said, I tell you what, I had a Jacob moment, amen. I said, I tell you what, if you want this from me, amen, I need this, that needs to happen, this needs to unfold in my life. I refuse to sit and prophesize to people. And I cannot prophesize a bug to come to pass in my life. I cannot prophesize two sins and rub together. And what I'm saying is, God, I know I can speak it, but I need to see the manifestation. I'm finna slap somebody in your face. You better stop hearing all these words that what people got to tell you, because why? Actions speak louder than words. Baby, you got to show me in the manifestation what you working with if you want to catch my attention. Other than that, you just got a theory, you got a concept, you got assumption, you got all that good stuff going on, because until I see the manifestation, you ain't gonna raise my eyebrow. So I said, God, you know, now I got it, all this need to come to pass, all this, you know, this here, you know. And I said, God, when this stuff comes to pass and all this, I said, I tell you what, God, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go hard for you. You don't have to worry about me on this playing field. You don't have to worry about me leading your peoples wrong. I'm not gonna get caught up in none of this stuff. I don't want none of this stuff. I'm going to be truthful, and I'm going to do everything to the fullness of the ability that you gave me. So the Lord said, all right. So we already established. We established in our courtship how things going to go, how the terms going to be. Amen. When my wife met me, amen, and when we first met each other, and when we begin to our court, guess who I brought to the table? Many people say, well, you got to be all Holy Ghost. Baby, if it's in you, I can't help it. I'm sorry. If it's in you, I remember one time, you know, we was calling late. We talked late at night. Many people say, you know, the old school, you know, don't get on that phone late night. Ain't nothing going on with that. Baby, I'm sorry. My God Almighty, we was on the phone late night, possibly just speaking in tongues, because I was already in a shut-in. I was in intercession and consecration. This is stuff that is going on. You got to understand, saints of God, what I'm trying to tell you, this is a way of life. This ain't something just go on, then stop and go on. No, baby, this was already begun, my God, even before I start quoting my own wife, amen. I was already in a relationship. It was spiritually, amen. So God said, I want you in a natural relationship, amen. And God began to put things together. At the end of the day, I was still quoting him, because there were times, my God Almighty, when our relationship got stronger, amen, and I was stronger, and she trusted me enough and said, hey, you could come chill at my house sometimes, amen. So I chill at the house and everything. She came in for work, and what she find? She find, my God Almighty, her future husband laying on the floor, speaking in tongues, calling out to God. Why? Because me and God had to understand it, and it's some things that I asked God for. And I need to stay in his presence. I need to stay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. My goodness, I hope somebody is getting the breakthrough. Saints of God, my goodness, this is a relationship. This is a life walk. You don't go and try to play games one day and the next game in the next day, my God, you want to be sold out. It doesn't work that way. It's not in what these folks telling y'all about all these blessings and all this stuff here. This is the way of kingdom. It's already due to you. Listen to me. It's already due to you. Your blessing is already due to you. You cannot show nothing in ADM to make me to give a blessing that was already due to you. Your miracle is already due to you. Your healing is already due to you. God want to build a true relationship up with you that is a lifelong journey, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not even your weakness can overtake the power of God that he's doing in your life. And that way you can build a trust with God, and God can build a trust with you. He would know that I could bring somebody in your life. I'm not worrying about you backing up. I could bless your life. I'm not worrying about you quitting. I'm not worrying about you getting comfortable. I'm not worrying about you slacking off. I could do things in your life. I don't worry about you taking me for granted, because you go every day like it's your last. You go every day like we still in the same relationship that you first found me, my God, in your Lord's point in your life. How many of you still serving God like it's in your Lord's point in your life? How many of you still loving God when you first met him? How many of you don't lost the attraction because you don't had all kinds of stuff, my God, done displayed in front of you, done showed they self in front of you, and you begin to lose your attraction with God because you got spiritual lust of the eye? But we want God to trust us. We want God to be with us. But are we truly with him, my God? Are we truly seeking him? Are we truly walking with him? God done bless me. Yes, he bless you, but that doesn't mean he trusts you, brother. So what that means, he could bless you today. You could go through hell tomorrow. Oh, God, Pastor, he gave me opportunity. That doesn't mean he trusts you, daughter. That doesn't mean he trusts you, son. Because if you go in that opportunity and you mess that opportunity up, you might not get another opportunity for another year, another 2 years, and you got to go through hardship. You got to go through discord. Why live your life that way? Why, my God, compromise with the devil? Oh, the devil is in this. The devil don't got no power. He's not power than God. He don't have that anointing, my God, that would destroy every yoke. And I'm talking to you, Nigeria. He doesn't have it. You can use all type of trickery and magic and all that, but one thing I know, Jehovah Jireh don't have no tricks of his sleeve. Jehovah El Shaddai, your my God Almighty, Yahweh doesn't have no tricks up his sleeve. If you trust him and show that you are trustworthy, he will trust you. I'm out of here. My God, God bless you all. I'm out. Back to you, evangelist. I'm gone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you trust the Lord, if you trust God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If you trust God, you can make, you can decree and declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you trust God, if you are in a place that nobody can disrupt, can separate what you and God has put together, if you just trust God, put faith, I sit and say to you today, move everything that's hindering you, all roadblocks, all obstacles, whatever it may be. It may be mind battles. It may be unforgiveness. It may be depression. I don't know what it is. What I am decreeing and declaring on this day, on March 11th, 2021, that you will remove, you will allow, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to have its way in your life. Because one thing we know, that he is not going to contend with sin. He is not going to get into a place where he's going to battle with unforgiveness. He's not walking around and them flames to keep you from being consumed by the flames. This is what the Holy Spirit is there for you. And all of this comes together in one. We become one unit when we trust God. And we know that that trusting has to come with you. As Apostle Temple says, courting him, getting into a relationship, getting to know him, getting to understand him, getting to know exactly what he has, his walk, his talk, everything comes to you. On time thing, you're in a rhythm, you're in a beat, you march into his beat because you're trusting him. I sit and tell people all the time, mostly my husband, you can't trust certain things, but when you, I pay attention, when you go to sit down in a chair, you don't even look back. You sit down because you realize that that chair is right there, but that's how God is. God has us in the palm of his hands. He touches your heart. He touches your mind. He touches it. We're taught, we have a choice. We have a choice. You have a choice. You have freedom of choice. And I sit and say to you today, take the choice. Take the road to stay in the will of the Lord. Take that choice. Make that your choice. Make a conscious decision on today that I would trust you, Lord, no matter what my circumstances is, no matter what my situation is, no matter what man says. I can sit and tell you all today that I am a living testimony. I am a living testimony. My leukemia has been in remission for years now. They keep putting me on oxygen. I had a FaceTime visit with my doctor yesterday, and he was like, "Where's your oxygen?" I don't need the oxygen because Jesus, God breathes for me every single day because I am in a place, not that I'm going against man's advice, but I'm sitting and I'm doing the things that God is telling me to. I'm doing the things. I realize the different things that I have in my natural life that's hindering me from moving in my spiritual life. So some changes had to be made. And I trusted the word when it came to me. I trust that God is never going to leave me nor forsake me. I trust that he's going to continue to give me a fresh wind, a fresh anointing daily. Trusting the Lord is the best and the number one thing that you have to do. When you wake up in the morning, you're trusting him that the sun is going to come up. When you're getting ready to go to bed at night, you're trusting that the moon is going to set for the night. When you wake up the next morning, you're trusting that you woke up. Stop getting into a place where you are allowing people, places, and things to unravel what you and God has already court. Y'all have entered into a courtship. You've already established. You've already developed. Some of us have already earned his trust. Stop allowing people to take you out of the alignment with God. Stop allowing people, first of all, yourself, from coming out of the will of God. Set yourself. Get rooted. Get rooted and stay there and trust and believe that God is going to carry you through. Apostle, you have any closing remarks?
You know, saints of God, what time is it? I want to make sure. Okay, saints of God, you got to understand something too. And I want you to start living your life faithful with God. Because once you begin to compromise, or the trust be compromised, you have to start all back over to rebuild. A person in a relationship can be in a relationship with you, and doesn't matter who it is. But once an area of trust has been broken, that relationship has to get what? Rebuilt back in these areas all over again. The trust has to be rebuilt all back over again. It's not something that says, well, we could cut our relationship or continue to trust. I could continue to trust where we left off before the incident happened. It doesn't work. And many people think that God works that way. And when we done did what we did to compromise the relationship and where he was true to the game, and we the one want to play these games, and we think that we could just jump back into his good grace just by the snap of the finger or because we feel so we ready. You know, it's almost like an insult to a person that's been cheated on. Then all of a sudden, the person that did the cheating want to jump back into the relationship as if everything was all good, supposed to be all be fine, and everything should be left off. And all right, what's your problem? It takes time. God hurts too. God feels pain too. He equipped us with this. He know all about it. So we cannot compromise the relationship and expect for the relationship or expect for the trust to still be there with God. Some of you, you probably was trustworthy at one point in the relationship with God, but then some things got compromised because of your doing. And now you're trying to get back, how this old saying, I'm trying to get back where I was in my prayer life. I'm trying to get back where I was walking in the blessings of God. You got to understand, all them years it took you to get to that point. And many people compromise over a 5 minutes fleeing, a 10 seconds fleeing. And depends on how old you are, it might be 3 seconds fleeing and compromise. Compromise into places to where it compromised the relationship. So we got to stop and really examine our own personal walk and stop looking at and putting the blame on everybody else. The question is, what are you doing compromise? Because people can't stop your blessings. People cannot stop you. People can't. I'm a living witness. If you know how many word curses that people got so envy with me and just spoke over me, spoke through in the atmosphere because they got issues and problems and the devil just used them. They just spoke. And guess what? I use what the Bible says. I will make your enemy your footstool. They just don't know. I'm building an empire. Me and my family, we build an empire after your negative because you cannot stop what God done bless and what God done trust. Don't let people or not, no issues, no circumstances. Many of you back into the rebuilding stage. Don't get frustrated in the rebuilding stage because you want things to come back quick like how it once was. Understand that you did it. The first step to rebuilding your trust back with God for those that have messed it up is, number one, come out of denial and admitting your wrongdoing. Admitting that what you did wrong, that's a form of repentance. And you begin to turn. And turning is not just a word that we say. Turning is an action word. So now you begin to show action. And God's due timing. As he look upon you and see you, and as you continue to work, you will get back into the place with God. Please do so. Do not take God for granted. He's not this jolly person. He's not this spirit that, oh, I'm just going to give it all to y'all. I sympathize with you. No. He is a father, too, will show you some tough love. He will make you sit your tail right there in that mess. He will make you sit. Don't believe that stuff when folks say, oh, girl, God going to bring you out. No, it depends on how you got in there. Now, you got in there by your own disobedience, God will sit your tail right in there until you got your act together before he'll give you time out right in your mess. Don't you believe that stuff. Don't get caught up in that that hype teaching to get your money. Don't get caught up in that nonsense. So please, just do that, and let's begin to build that trustworthy life. And I'm telling you, when you can build that life with God, you won't need pastor to sit here and prophesize to you about a blessing.
You won't need nobody to do that to you. Because why? You're living in it. Then the prophets can be held accountable to give us the direction as this pandemic done hit and as different things coming into the world. That's where the true prophets will just dwell in there to help the peoples of God to prepare and navigate all the different things that come to the America, the world, or a different country all over the world. It doesn't matter. The truth, I won't be in. Nobody don't be in your car and house and God finna do this. Comes with a relationship. Don't let nobody trick you. God finna do you this. He finna get ready to do this. Get ready. You finna get ready to come. Baby, that comes with a relationship. And get ready, your season's going to get ready to come because you probably don't realize your wrongdoing and you've been crying out to God for a long time. So now God's saying your season's going to come. That comes with a relationship. That ain't no word. You ain't getting nothing. Amen? You getting a lot of these things you getting was due to you, and some of these things some folks giving you, they lying to you because you out there dipping and sliding and all that. God ain't going to bless that stuff. And this is the thing that I'm going to go. People get people get the wrong understanding of the law or whatever a man sought, the man shall reap it from a covenant blessing or a blessing from God. And people get that mixed up because people thinking that the law is the blessings from God. No, that's the law. Whatever a man sought, a man reap it, the world call it karma. And that's just the law that is established. Blessings from God. You could get a law. You could go and buy a car, and God ain't had nothing to do with it. Then a couple of months later, you could get a repo. That's just a law. You know, it's the laws already established, and you can have things. And that's what happened to so many people. It's not God blessing them. So many people is operating into the law of the land. So many people is operating into spiritual laws. And they reaping season or the season they time to reap, they come back in, they come back full. But that doesn't mean that blessed them or that God trusted them. That doesn't mean that. Because when I say God bless you, the Bible declares the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. So in other words, I have my head up more. I have my head up high. I don't even recognize the ground because I don't even look down. I don't even know what the ground looks like because my head is up high. I don't even know what sadness looks like because I'm too busy having joy. I don't even know what all this other stuff looks like because I'm too busy having peace. I don't know what worry look like or how I feel. I just, oh, my goodness, because why? I'm too busy having peace. I'm too busy because why? The blessings of the Lord make it, my God, a rich and added no sorrow. It doesn't matter what comes in your life. It doesn't matter what things hit you. It doesn't matter. You got bills over here. You got things hit you. You got problems here. We got haywire here. You know, listen, me and my wife, we went through one season in February. We had all kinds of issues. Haywire here, that over here, this over here, that over here, that over here. I just kept walking, and I just kept holding it. Come on, baby, we just got to keep walking. It's going to work out. Why? Because I know that the hand of the Lord, and I know that we are living a life, that we are living a life of blessing. Then that same note, she called back, baby, this don't work now. Baby, look at this. That don't work now. That don't work now. I just say, let's keep on walking. Keep on walking. Because why? When God could trust you, you cannot. It's impossible to lose. Oh, my goodness. This is just a very touchy area for me, y'all. When God trusts you, it's impossible to lose. It's impossible to go without. It's impossible. Job went through what he went through. Because you know why? God trusted Job. Y'all hear me this morning. Mm. He trusted Job. Many people said, oh God put Job through a test. That was his test. No, brother, he trusted Job that Job will not curse him to his face. Other words, Job ain't going to throw in the towel. Job ain't finna quit. Job ain't finna walk in. I trust Job. And that's how Job got his double fold. Because why? He established that trust with God, and God established that trust with him. So Job said what? Job could not lose. He won't lose. He can do nothing. So I want to tell somebody, no matter what the season you look like you in, baby, you keep walking because you can't lose. You ain't going to lose. You're not with God is on your side. It's impossible to lose. Those that slip away
get back into his good grace. I'm out, Vanessa. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Enjoy your day. We will see you all back tomorrow at 7 a.m. I pray that somebody, everybody, was touched today. You received something. God spoke to you in a way in your area, and you are able to receive it, and not just receive it, apply it into your life. I'm telling you right now, get on the train. Get on the train, because God is moving. We leave you with peace, love, and happiness. See you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Love you.
The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Finally see what God can do for you.